Number 7 was the code name that the British Diplomatic Service and Secret Service used to name Alexander Hamilton. Because, in fact, he had been privately and secretly meeting with the British ambassador unofficially behind Jefferson's back. And we have a statement, a wonderful statement from Jefferson to Washington of his deep resentment and frustration about having his hand tied by the Secretary of the Treasury. In the case of the two nations with which we have the most intimate connections, France and England, my system was to give some satisfactory distinctions to the former, of little cost to us, in return for the solid advantages yielded us by them, and to have met the English with some restrictions which might have induced them to abate their severities against our commerce. I have always supposed this coincided with your sentiments, yet the Secretary of the Treasury, by his cabals with members of the legislature, and by high-toned declamations on other occasions, has forced down his own system, which was exactly the reverse. Well, for his part, Hamilton believes that Jefferson is not engaged in diplomacy at all. And indeed, there's some evidence of this. His secret discussions with the British are, in fact, encouraged by Washington, which suggests that Washington has, in fact, misgivings about the way Jefferson performs as Secretary of State. And the reason is, Jefferson's diplomatic exchanges with the British are not, in fact, negotiations. They're diatribes. They're these long policy statements denouncing the British for their perfidy. And Hamilton feels that Jefferson is betraying Washington and his administration. In fact, we have a record of a conversation Hamilton had with the British diplomat at the time, George Hammond, which Hammond sent back to his government. "I have the honor of transmitting to your lordship a representation which I have received from Mr. Jefferson in answer to the statement that I delivered to the gentleman on the 5th of March last. The great quantity of irrelevant matter contained in this paper, the positive denial of many facts which I had advanced upon the authority of the British agents and of other respectable persons in this country, the unjustifiable insinuations thrown out with respect to the mode of prosecuting the war and to the conduct of His Majesty's ministers subsequent to the peace, and the general acrimonious style and manner of this letter all contributed to excite in me considerable surprise. I therefore waited upon Mr. Hamilton and communicated to him very freely my opinion of this extraordinary performance. The gentleman treated me, as he has done on every occasion, with the strictest confidence and candor. After lamenting the intemperate violence of his colleague, Mr. Hamilton assured me that this letter was very far from meeting his approbation or from containing a faithful exposition of the sentiments of the government." So both sides, both Hamilton and Jefferson, see the other as essentially duplicitous. And the struggle between Jefferson and his Republican Party against Hamilton and his High Federalists quickly becomes incredibly bitter and divisive, and it emerges in the partisan press. Jefferson hires Philip Freneau as a translator in the State Department and sets him up as the head of a political newspaper that will lambast Hamilton and the Federalists, charging them with corruption. And this, I want to read a brief excerpt from the National Gazette, Freneau's newspaper, from March 15, 1792. He asks a series of questions. 1. Can those who are attached to monarchy and aristocracy be in their hearts friends to a republican constitution? And here he's clearly referring to Hamilton and presumably to Washington as well. Must not such naturally wish to make the Constitution, by stretching its powers and aggrandizing a few, the stalking horse to hereditary government, the charge that, that Hamilton is trying to make Washington the King of America? Finally, have not many public circumstances indicated such a disposition and design? Well, Washington was absolutely furious at Freneau. Jefferson records the following reaction he got from Washington. He stated he had rather be on his farm than to be made emperor of the world, and yet that they were charging him with wanting to be a king, that rascal Freneau sent him 3 of his papers every day, as if he thought he would become the distributor of his papers, that he could see in this nothing but an impudent design to insult him. Well, there were two sides to this debate. Hamilton, for his part, writes his T.L. American and Catalyst essays, which denounced Jefferson for a support of Freneau, and questions the support of the Constitution and the Washington administration that he was, in fact, a member of. He writes in the Gazette of the United States, whose editor was Mr. Fenno, as opposed to Freno.